Line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line.
I love this game, Movie Lines. Two good players know their movies.
Especially our guest again, doing a wonderful job filling in for Lana, the Gymster. How are you, Jimmy?
Back. Thank you. I'm very much looking forward to this one.
21-13 in your favour.
Okie dokie.
And I can tell you already, these movies come from 2017.
So it's What's My Line, very simple. Albie will play us a little bit of audio from a movie. We've just got to work out what that movie is. If we need a clue, we only get 1 point. If we work it out all by ourselves, we get 2 points. As our guest, Jimster, you are away first.
Too kind.
All right, let's see how you go with this.
Take me home, country road.
Steel. Total steel.
I'm thinking it's a musical. I'm leaning.
That's a lovely baritone we're enjoying there. Yeah,
beautiful. And, okay, look, I'm just going to take a punt because last all time right. I just went for.
And to be fair, Jim has already been quite critical of Al's clues, so he's obviously wiped those.
What do you think it is?
I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to go Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman? No.
You're going to be wildly disappointed when you hear this.
Okay.
Because you're going to know exactly what it is. That's The Kingsman, The Golden Circle. Remember the scene at the end where Mark Strong's character stands on the landmine?
I do.
And then he has to distract the bad guys till invariably he ends up blowing up?
It's a great scene. I want to see this movie now.
Have you not seen it?
No. But yes, he lures
just a little
in.
Bit of a tip. You realise it's a sequel. So watch
the first one. Yeah.
I'd say, and I think the first one is better. Like,
yeah, it was better. The Kingsman was better. The first one.
That was a sad scene.
But that was that's a good movie. They're good fun action movies.
Okay. Your first one, Nug.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Well, that's somebody quoting the great Winston Churchill.
Mm. And I will give you a clue. It's right at the end of this movie.
I'm going to have, my first thought straight away, I'm just going to go for it. Is that Dunkirk?
Yes, it is.
Nice. What a great movie that is. Oh, so good.
Harry Styles in that one.
Was that Harry there?
No, that was his mate.
Because they were the guys who were sort of stuck in the boat on the beach.
Yes.
Yeah. They were in the train at the end.
After it had all happened.
Wanting to give them beers and things like
that. Yeah. No, that's a deuce of a favour, especially coming up to Anzac Day. Mm. If you want to think about, you know, the amazing sacrifice of our fallen war heroes, you know, might have a little World War II movie marathon.
The way Christopher Nolan plays with time in that movie.
Yeah.
Is just
and the three different storylines of the pilots and the guys on the... Because that's it, because just civilians got in boats.
Yeah.
To go and rescue, was it 40,000 English soldiers stuck on a beach? It's an amazing, it's a true
amazing
story.
Movie.
It actually happened. It's an amazing movie.
Is that one you've seen, Albie?
I have seen Dunkirk.
Oh, you have? Yeah, nice.
Oh, very good. Okay.
It's quite the resume.
Jim Steele, second movie. It's 4-0 at the moment to the Nugman.
5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Give or take 20 square miles.
I like your numbers.
Steel.
What do you think that might be, Jimster?
Again, I'm just going for it now because it doesn't matter.
it's not The Greatest Showman.
It's not a musical.
It's not a musical. It doesn't star Hugh Jackman. Oh, is it Hidden Figures?
Yes, good.
Have you seen that one, Albie?
I have not.
Oh, that's an amazing movie.
Octavia Spencer, yeah.
Again, true story.
True story.
True story about the ladies who were mathematical geniuses.
Well, they were African-American ladies who were basically still being treated as second-class citizens in America, but their maths is the reason why John Glenn was able to be the first man to orbit. He didn't land on the moon. He obviously orbited the moon, didn't he?
Yeah.
But that was still...
Inspiring tale. I remember just thinking that was just a...
Still completely treated like second-class citizens, even by NASA. Mm. But if it wasn't for their brilliance, America wouldn't have had a space program, basically. Mm. Great movie.
Okay, let's see how you go with your second movie.
Your $52,000 translates to $12.5 million to live on for life.
Wow.
Do you understand that you will undergo the permanent and irreversible medical procedure?
I reckon this movie takes the award for the last 10 years for the most interesting preview and then the most disappointing movie. That's Matt Damon's terrible downsizing.
I really
really enjoyed Downsizing.
Yeah. I was really excited about the premise of
How good's the premise?
Yeah. And basically about it's a living in a future where people can be shrunk down to the size of like a Lego man. Mm. I thought it was going to be a story about sustainability and about how we were destroying our planet and capitalism and it was just kind of Matt Damon wandering around in a sweater.
Yeah, I was bitterly disappointed.
Yeah,
honestly.
It was not great. Mm.
Didn't like it.
No.
I enjoyed that, Matt Damon. 6 points to 2.
But you love his crypto ad as well.
Bonus round.
Fortune does favour the brave, Matt. You're right.
Yes. This is an interesting movie. I think you probably will know it.
So jump in whenever you know it, Jimster.
Here we go.
But one person answered that the worst thing that can happen in sports... Nugget.
What did I even say that?
Can you just... What was your buzzer again? Just so people don't know, that's Jim's nickname here. Jim the Jimster, or Sinanana, as he's known by a lot of people here. That was Jessica Chastain, so I'm going to say that's Molly's Game.
Molly's Game.
Really underrated movie.
Again, true story, I believe.
True story, yeah, very much so. About Molly Bloom.
Olympic athlete who ran on a casino?
Olympic skier who basically ended up running a high-profile, illegal poker games, basically.
Yeah, it was poker games.
It's a great movie.
Yes. And a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of thing with Hollywood, because a lot of the card players that are in that movie, because I think it's, the young actor's name?
Michael Cera gets a run in it.
But there's rumours that the real-life version was like a Tobey Maguire
Day. Yeah, so there was all kind of versions of these famous people. Yeah, good movie, though.
Beautiful.
So that gives you a 2-pointer and gives you an 8-2 victory today.
Congratulations.
Very exciting. Thank you, mate. Look, Sinanana, it's always just a pleasure to play you.
knew that one, though.
I knew that one. Just couldn't get it all
Just to be in the same arena as the great Sinanana makes the whole thing worthwhile. You realize that's going to stick now.
Yeah, go for it.
See you, Jimster.
See you, boys.